This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Tuesdays, we check in with Julie Niemann, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company. Morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
So starting in about 208 hours from now, the government will no longer be able to borrow more money by law. But, you know, Julie, when cash runs a little short in your budget, maybe you're a little slow to pay the phone bill, maybe you'll get a penalty from the phone company, but life goes on. There's a strategy for the government.
And that's what Joe Barton of Texas and a number of representatives in the House truly believe. We don't have to pay every bill right as it comes in. They need basic lessons in economics. There's a difference between slow pay on bills and payment of interest on debt. The government cannot miss a single day of paying interest on debt without enormous consequences. And the problem is that Congress is looking at the markets, and the markets are very complacent here. The markets are saying no one can possibly be that stupid.
You're saying something a little bit terrifying here, Julie, which is that Washington may not fix these twin problems of the budget or the debt ceiling unless there's a stock market crash?
That's the big problem. The last time they didn't act until you saw a 13% drop in the stock market. And that's when everybody in the United States finally saw, oh, here's the effect. It's hitting me personally here in all my investments in my 401k. The big threats are out there, though. China has $1.3 trillion in debt with the United States. U.S. banks that have U.S. treasuries. And what can Obama do? Well, slash current expenditures rather than default. What would that do? It'll send us into deep recession. That's a very Machiavellian thing to do just to keep from defaulting on the debt. The biggest problem is both here and in the United States, everybody is convinced that nobody can possibly be that stupid because the consequences of defaulting on the debt are so enormous that rational people would not do this. It's a basic lack of understanding of how the process works. And we have a Congress here that does not understand the huge knock-on effects of having a debt downgrade and defaulting on your debt.
Julie Niemann, Smith Moore & Company, thank you very much.
You bet.